You are listening to WCMM College Park. My name is Ashton. This is Rage Room. This show, we do one thing only, and that is Rage. And today, it is our, sadly, it's our last show of the semester. I could technically, if I wanted to, come back next week, but I don't have any finals. I don't have anything in person after today. So I've decided to call it, and this is going to be our last episode of the, fifth semester we've done on air? Let me think. Spring freshman year, fall sophomore, spring sophomore, fall junior. Yeah, this is our fifth. Wow, look at that. Time absolutely flies. I have had so much fun doing this show, and I'm excited to stay on for another two semesters, and after that, who knows, we might keep it going. But before we get into the crying and tearful goodbyes, I'm going to play a PSA, and then we're going to talk about what this show is about. I was a little bit late to get into the station yet, so I haven't loaded up my playlist or imported it into the cue sheet, so I gotta do that. So I'm gonna get that taken care of while you hear about our lovely farmers market.
The University of Maryland Farmers Market can be found weekly at Taz Plaza. There are an abundance of producer-only vendors and a cooking demonstration, with free samples hosted every week at noon. You can find everything from fresh bread, locally grown produce, popcorn, to lip balm, and local animal products. The market runs every Wednesday, rain or shine, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. during the spring season from April to May and fall season from August to November.
All right, now with that out of the way, we are going to get into things. I am really excited to be doing yet another edition of All Locals. I'm pretty sure we've done this all but one semester. I try to bring it back and make it a relatively frequent theme. I really like putting people onto local music. And I was talking to somebody who had a show here, a very influential show here for a while, who told me all about his time playing local bands. I don't want to hype that up too much because it hasn't been published yet. But check the WMUC website in the coming days. You are going to read something very, very fun. We've got a mix. You know, we've got some bands I've played on the show before. We've got some songs I've played on the show before, because of course. And some stuff that I don't think you guys have heard, so I'm really, really excited to get into this. Starting with a song I was planning to play last time, we didn't have time for it. This is the incredible Math Grind Baltimore Euclid C. Finder with their song, A Rumination on Empty Years.
Let's go!
That was Mirror by The Incredible Jade Weapon, a band I saw... Have I seen them twice? I feel like I've seen them more than that. At least twice. I remember seeing them... Actually, both times KFC also played the show. We're going to listen to some KFC in a minute. I love KFC Murder Chicks. I have really, really sad news, guys. They are not technically a local band anymore because DJ Roswell left. He was from... I mean, he's not even really local. He's from West Virginia, but I personally know that he lived in Fairfax for a long time. He's not in the band anymore. Can you... Oh, my God. Can you believe that? It's making me so sad. But, yeah, we're going to wait to enjoy that for a second. I'm trying to kind of spread out the, like, you know, the more, like, ash, cyber-grindy digital stuff between, like, the hardcore grind, metalcore, math, regular stuff that I play. I kind of, like... I was just talking to Noah about this. My show has definitely changed over time and become a little bit more like regular instruments-y as opposed to where it started, because when I was on digital we were playing like hard style and hard techno. Like I was really on my rave moment, and I still have a lot of love for that style of music, but I just don't listen to it as much anymore. Yeah, because speaking of hardcore, I mean, what I've been on lately is stuff like what we're about to hear. This is the amazing Ruiner out of Baltimore with their song The Lives We Fear. That was the incredible Black Matter Device out of Richmond with their song Gender Mountain. And I was just telling Noah about this because I caught him in the student union. That band played at the first ever like real hardcore show I ever went to. This was in December of 2021. Honestly, none of us had any business being out. Like, COVID was definitely still going around. We should not have been there. It was a positive force show, and like every other band on the bill was terrible, but they were so unimaginably good. I was like, I had been kind of like a prog metal nerd, so I sort of had like a background taste for like math stuff, but hearing that kind of really freak out math core in an environment like that, it just completely blew my mind. Really, really incredible. Up next, another band I have a story about. I don't know if I should tell. No, I'll tell the story. We're going to do a lot of talking on this episode. It's the last one of the semester, and I've kind of deliberately planned somewhat of a lean cue sheet for today. It's only about 46 minutes of music, so I'll tell the story because it's relatively brief. We're going to listen to a Striking Distance song, and my Striking Distance story is that I saw I Promise the World last November and Koyo and a bunch of other bands, and I was wearing my shirt that I have that says I'm Daryl Palumbo on it. For those of you who aren't aware, that's the singer of Glassjaw, very, very influential post-hardcore band. And he's from Long Island, and Koyo from Long Island, so, you know, it was, like, fun. And, like, he features on a song. It doesn't matter. I'm wearing this shirt, and I'm, like, standing around getting water. And this guy comes up to me, and he says something about my shirt. I can't really remember what he said. I believe it was some sort of indication that he had known some guys called Palumbo, and you didn't want to mess with them. It was, like, I really could not square his tone whatsoever. I didn't know if he liked the shirt or if he was annoyed with me in some way. I was just kind of like, okay, cool. And then he walked off, and about 5 seconds passed, and then I went, wait. Oh my God, that's Dave Bird. Oh my God, why was he talking to me? Dave Bird, singer of the most legendary DC hardcore band. Okay, that's kind of an exaggeration, but the legendary DC hardcore band, Striking Distance, just came up to me and, like, said this weird comment about my shirt. Also, why was he at Koyo? Oh my God, it was just so bizarre. It was so bizarre. It was incredibly strange. Here's Are You Ready? I was at the show with Kevin, and I recently got Kevin into this band. I'm very, very proud of myself for that.
Just got barely enough for 40 and a whopper post landlord extortion. No wage, just pain. One more day, depression on the way. It's not hit yet, I'm just in pain. My brain shall die every day.
Now hit the corner of the court, beat the suits to the mouth.
You just heard Gas Mask by Drugs of Faith, and before that, Lawnmower Man by KFC Murder Chase. See, I knew they would come back. Up next, we have the amazing... This entire show is not just gonna be me calling out bands that I've seen, but this is a band I've seen many times, and they're great. The incredible Denouement, with their song Galaxy-Wide Mass Execution.
For those to follow.
That was Lady Brett Ashley by Crosswords, formerly Crosswords and Penn. If you want to know more about how I feel about that record, you can go back and read, I believe, Volume 2, maybe, of, or maybe Volume 3. Oh my god, I haven't even read my own zines. It's on my website. Go on my website, go to the articles section. I wrote a review of this record. It's good, I think. It's like, I mean, very clearly just like On Broken Wings Worship, but it works, man. And like, you or I can't go see OBW or any of those bands on a random Saturday in our backyard for $10, but you can go see Crosswords and they do a very, very solid impression. Up next, we're going to be taking it back to a little bit of grind, a little bit of power violence, some deathcore. We've got Sinister Feeling queued up, but I've also got Sick Fix and Coke Bust coming down the pipeline in just a minute, so I'm very excited for this. This is Sinister Feeling by Sinister Feeling off of the record Sinister Feeling.
Very miserable. Very much down in the streets.
You still feel suicidal?
Well, put it this way. I feel very low in myself. We'll be right back.
That was Articulation by the incredible Abacab, super sick deathcore out of Nova from how long ago? I believe it's been 20 years. Wow, that is a long, long time. I did a little bit of research into the label that put out this band. I believe they're called 187 Records. It's numbers, and they're based in Frederick. I really, really want to know more about this, like, random deathcore label that was based out of Frederick, because, like, what a odd, like, town. That's so interesting. I sent it to my brother, and he was like, yo, Abacab, Dr. Acula, this is so cool. And they had some other really great stuff on there. So I might, you know, I might go back and maybe next semester we'll do a little retrospective on that label. But up next, we have another band that I am all over. This is the incredible Sick Fix. I love this record. This is The Toll.
Stay away. My embrace, running away.
All right, that was the amazing Misery is a Butterfly with their song Choked, which is about being vegan, and I'm not vegan, and I'm sorry. And then before that, you heard Nothing to Offer by the Great Coke Bus, who will never play another DC show. How long has it been? Legitimately, how many years has it been? Because I'm starting to get mad. My brother saw them in, like, 2023, and I didn't go because I was broke and in high school, and I don't even know how he had enough money to go because he was also broken in high school. I'm still not over it. I'm still mad. Up next, we're not going to listen to this entire song. It's really long. It's 6.5 minutes. But I just saw this band, and as they were playing, I was standing there thinking, this sounds exactly like another song, and I found which one it is. So I want you to listen to the riff on this first song, and then listen to the riff on the second song, because they're the same. They're identical. This is not like a dig at either of these bands, by the way. It's just a funny coincidence. I just think this is very entertaining. Yeah, this is CoStar, emo band from, I guess, here? Yeah, I think their Instagram bio says College Park. Saw them at Stamp. Lovely. It makes me so happy that this kind of stuff is coming back to campus slowly. Tune back in because we are working on that. This song is called Where the Story Starts, parentheses, tonight. Okay, I think that's enough of that to demonstrate my point. But the first riff, that is the same, in my mind, nearly identical, to the riff in this song, which I know I've played on the show before. Whatever, it's good. Rodeo Kojima by the incredible Mikau. Just wait. It's the same riff. There's something about the way. Okay, up next, we're coming to the close of the show. I've got one more song, then I do my outro, then I'm going to leave you with you guys with something to listen to while I head over to my next class, because I got to go to a presentation for a final project. God. Up next, okay, I guess this is what you've all been waiting for, right? I had a preamble, and now I don't have any preamble. I like this song. It's called Dear Live Journal. It's by someone.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry I completely fumbled that. I after 5 semesters, I should know how to lead in a song. Say the title, say the band. But that was Dear Live Journal by Carol. Up next, we have something. I was thinking about what my actual favorite Maryland band is, and I was talking to some friends, and the truth is, it has nothing to do with hardcore. I don't even like hardcore. I'm not supposed to be here. My favorite Maryland band ever is Animal Collective. So in just a minute, you're going to listen to the incredible tunes of just like one of, in my opinion, like the most innovative, forward-thinking, unique bands ever. I just have so much respect for them. This is Summertime Clothes. But before that, this is my last sign-off of the semester. Thank you so much, everyone, for sticking with me. It's been a wonderful time, and I'm excited to keep it going. As always, my name's Ash, this is Rage Room, and we might be too late to save the world, but we can still get revenge. I hope you all have a wonderful day.